The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, August 27th, 1978, at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Rita Rochelle. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm so glad you're joining me again for music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. For today, I've selected some recordings of traditional songs and dances from Zaire, and I'm especially excited about it because I've had the opportunity of visiting Zaire. I was in Kinshasa in 1974, helping to put together the Muhammad Ali George Foreman fight, and it brings back memories of all the really, really nice hospitality that we were shown. I think you'll enjoy the music, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Memories of a Hunter is the title of this recording of music of the Luba in southeastern Zaire. It's a collection of various hunting tunes combined in a rather lengthy composition in two parts. Part one, which I'm going to play for you now, was performed by a large choral group of men and women and recorded in the city of Lubumbashi.
Nasanga bambuela
naibuna 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 bije kalombo
nasanga bambuela
naibuna 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 bije kalombo
wanga tupande kangolo
makalolo makose kangange tupande kangolo bali na mafune muna
mitutu ya na mamawe
mitutu ya na
That was part one of a medley of traditional hunting tunes of the Luba. The entire composition actually consists of 22 songs collected by a talented musician and arranged by him for choral singing. The recording was made in Lubumbashi about 25 years ago. Here's the second part of Memories of a Hunter.
Sokinde, sokinde, sokinde mukashiwane, mali musha watanga, sokinde mkilebula. Sokinde, sokinde mayo, sokinde mukashiwane, mali musha watanga, sokinde mkilebula. Sokinde, sokinde mayo, sokinde mukashiwane, mali musha watanga, sokinde mkilebula. Yesa, yesa, yesa,
yesa, nabanda kongo.
Mabundo kusela,
tala binyema, mabundo mana.
Mabundo kusela,
tala binyema, mabundo mana.
Mumpele kitula mukila,
imusha wa mutu.
Mumpele kitula mukila,
imusha wa mutu.
Shinka, shinka.
And now for an unusual piece of music by Luba musicians in the Katanga region of Zaire. Two elderly men play a wistful song on the Chisanzi Imbira and a side-blown flute called the Muninge. The flute player uses voiced notes while he blows to the fascinating accompaniment of the Imbira.
Banda mai, 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 banda
An interesting note about the recording you just heard is that when the musicians were asked why they played this type of music, they replied that it gave them courage to face the ordeals of life, that it refreshed their spirits, and that they could cheer themselves up. Well, friends, I think that I got that same feeling as I listened to their music, and I hope you liked it too. More music now from the Kasai region in southeast Zaire. Here is the music for the Batanda Kakunda dance of the Luba. Two large imbiras with gourd resonators begin the dance, followed by a small goblet-shaped drum and three basket rattles.
Don't leave a young job and go young. zaje buda no na mope Bega ya ya teni na tufingu miaba yeno Kulichanga changa baganda betamba gangwata Wa mwimbi na mwinya mbutu kubara kuniga Kulilulu wa wakwa mugenge ne mwamba mbuyo No wakwimba ne wakwa mugenge kalanga Kasa magumu na wele ya na abuna mwamba Nutumba wa mchama ndiba ya
The Ekonde people of Zaire are especially noted for their music, which is linked closely to the melodic styles and song patterns of West African music. Their music features harmony and part singing and reached a high degree of sophistication a long time ago. This recording is actually music for an Ekonde ballet called Bobongo, consisting of a carefully prepared succession of incantations, dances, songs, narrations, and proverbs. The ballet is divided into five main parts, and the highlight of the entire performance, which is usually 4 to 5 hours in length, is the Asoya dance, a brilliant display of acrobatic movements executed with rigorous discipline. The dance is performed to the rhythmic vocal accompaniment of women.
Bonto la ngami mi amo ba imakendo te mao.
That was music of the Akonde people who live in the central equatorial forest region of Zaire. I have another interesting example of Akonde music. It's by a professional musician called Mola Mwailebe, who goes about singing old folk tales to the accompaniment of a zither. His repertoire includes fables, which stage the forest animals in which everyone can recognize the characters of human comedy. He also comments on daily life, illustrated with proverbs, of which oral tradition is so rich. In this final recording of music from Zaire, a group of Batwa men in the village of Londo perform a choral suite. The main soloist is the group leader, and next to him is another soloist who sings in response, giving a counter melody. The rest of the Batwa men join in the singing in certain parts of the song.
Come on, Lula, go down, look at the little dog, yes, I go, and go, he gave us a little bit of a good idea.
And that brings today's music show to an end. Hope you enjoyed the music of Zaire and that you'll be with me again next week at this same time. Before we go, we generally like to say hello to the nice friends that write us those great letters. To Latoya Manyanya of Kampala, Uganda, thank you so very much and do spread the word for us. And we can't go without saying hello to John Kennedy Ohosio of Juba, Sudan, to Osei Kopirikus of Takoradi, Ghana, and to Akpan Esiet of Benin City, Nigeria. Do keep those letters coming. And for those who've been asking for our address, it's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. Once again, it's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and inviting you to stay tuned in for the news on Africana, which follows on these same frequencies and meter bands. In the meantime, friends, I hope you have a nice week.